We want to talk, though, about the captain of the Calgary Flames. Last night, and now let me just start here. This is a conversation that has been had many times. It will be had many times in the future. And these conversations generally crop up, not after he's had a good game, but after he's had a bit of a subpar effort. Last night, no points, 21 minutes of nice, minus one, two shots on goal, was 45% in the faceoff circle. And yes, he did cough up the puck for the goal in regulation by the Minnesota Wild. But it's more than that. It's about, and I put on, where's Jerome's place at the table? Today, not just moving forward, not in 2 years, not in a year, but when the Dallas Stars come to town tomorrow night, where's his role, his importance, and if you were going to designate ice time based on merit, meritocracy, Warner, you played with him, you know what he's like in the room, you know what he's like as a guy, a competitor, and but you also know where he's at right now in this stage of his career. Walk us through what you're seeing.
Well, I think that's the hardest thing is that, you know, Jerome being the captain, face of the franchise, what was Jerome's greatest asset always? I mean, his shot. But I think more importantly, it was his compete level. Wouldn't you say his refuse to lose, his I will go through a wall to get to the net to put the puck in the net.
Prototypical power forward.
Yes. And now you're watching it, and it doesn't look, I don't think he's Danny Heatley slow, but he's not there. He's not getting there. I don't know if he's slowed down and his compete level's followed, but you don't see that compete, that fire in his eyes anymore. I think you see some frustration now because it's setting in. And I don't know that he, to be a captain for Jerome McGinley, he's not a rah-rah in the room guy. He's not a, hey guys, let's get together and talk this out and figure it out. He's a, watch me when I step on the ice and just hop on my back and follow me.
I still think fans, people listening right now, will be surprised to hear that because I think they would imagine Jerome to be a guy in the room who's pumping his guys up verbally.
Surprised or not, I'm not the first person to say that. I mean, that's not... He's a quiet guy, so to think that he goes in the dressing room and it changes. I'm not saying that he would never say anything in the dressing room, but that is not his MO before a game to go, hey, okay, let's this move. He's a follow me on the ice guy. And now it's 10 games. He's had bad stretches before, but in a 48-game season, where's he rank even on this team? He's been... Not let alone he's always been one of the top scorers in the league. I don't know that he's even a top scorer on this.
Right now he is sixth in team scoring. One goal and 6 points in 10 games. Glenn Cross, Weidman, he's tied with Glenn Cross, so fifth. Glenn Cross, Weidman, Stempniak, Hudler, Tanguay, all the same or more.
And you know what? And take the point totals aside. Where have you... My biggest struggle is finding him in the play, making plays, creating scoring chances, making things happen offensively for the team. In Vancouver, when the team's going slow, where's the scrap that he used to get in? Where's the, okay, give me the puck. I'm going to at least create some, we're going to have some down low time in their end now for a while. That's not happening anymore.
It's a different feel this time.
It totally different feel. And I mean, the Flames, the management, the ownership, they have to be looking at this going, what is it? And Stephen Brunt made a great point. What do you get in return for him? We all think, trade him. There's a solution.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for what? If you're the Pittsburgh Penguins, what are you? You're looking at it going, okay, Jerome's available. What do we want to give up for? I don't know. And I mean, it's until he turns it around maybe this year, maybe you can build some of that back up, but I think everyone around the game is going, well, they see what's going on with Jerome.
It was
maybe they do.
And the next thing is, don't trade him. Fine. Well, what's Jerome willing to accept in the offseason as a free agent from the Calgary Flames? Does he want 7.5? Because I don't think the Flames can pay him 7.5. He can't if he's... He's not proving through the first 10 games. He hasn't proven he's their top guy.
Here's the concern I have with Jerome, because right now at 21 minutes average per night, that's basically tops among forwards. It's not just what does he expect dollar-wise. It's what does he expect as a role?
And that's the other
because
thing.
Because no longer can you be the top line right winger. No longer can you be the shot, the one-time shot on the power play. And you're not going to be leading this team in ice time. Can you handle a pay decrease? And can you handle a role decrease? And I don't know that he can right now.
What? And not as he's never had to be the top or a shutdown guy. So what are you going to put him into that role?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to decide he's the captain. He's willing to accept less. Okay, we're going to play him as a shutdown guy? That's not Jerome McGinley, is it?
And I know we're talking about it, but doesn't it speak volumes that here we are, and we're 10 games in. It was another game where he wasn't that noticeable. He was not that good, and it's not even stunning. It's kind of that's just kind of how things are going right now.
And the thing is that it is 10 games where he hasn't been noticeable. You know what I mean? Like it's 10 games now where it's like, hey, come on, when are you? Where is that fire? Where is that compete? Where is that shot and that skill level and that I'm not going to be stopped attitude? Because that wasn't there last night.
It has been for
the first 10.
I mean, the one question it ultimately comes down to this. I guess there's, what do you get in a trade? Should you trade him? Does he mean more to the franchise? That's all. If you are basing this solely on being a better team, the question is, are you better, the same, or worse without Jerome in your lineup? I don't think you're better, but I think you're probably close to the same, and I don't know that you're worse without Jerome right now. I don't know that you could, and it's been a long time.
You watched
since
the
you
drop
could say
off
that, right?
Losing Kiprusoff, and Irving's played very good.
Yeah, but you still notice it. I don't know that you see play, and yeah, I guess if injuries start to pile up, and then yeah, you could use a Ginla. That's with any situation. But if everybody's healthy, all things being equal, if you just deleted Jerome out of the lineup right now, is this a drastically different looking Flames team?
Well, no. Because after 10 games...
There it is, right? And it's harsh, but it's right there.
Because you put Camilleri or Glenn Cross in that role, and it's the same goals and same production.
And you can keep saying, well, find him some to play. Well, he's played with Tanguay. He's put up points with Tanguay before. So, I mean, continue down that reason.
In Calgary, is there a better scenario that Bob Hartley can put him into for success?
No.
He's getting top-line power play, top-line minutes, and playing with the best playmaker on the team. There's nothing more you can do for him here to help him succeed. So do you not trade him?
There's that cost analysis that Brent was talking about. I mean, trading him sounds, okay, it's fine, and everyone expects, well, you could get... I mean, I think you get return. When Paul Gostad gets you a first-rounder, good grief.
Yeah. Even if there's a scout at the game last night, we'll say for Pittsburgh, who has that open spot on the wing, and he looks a little slower, they're still going to believe that he has that extra wind, that second wind, put him at Pittsburgh, he's going to fight, he's going to score, 1 year left in the deal, you will get returned still. You will.
Every team believes that, don't they?
And perfect.
We can make him better, we can get that out
and
of him.
That's why you have to do it.
And I mean, and the other thing you just said, he's got that extra level. It's not like he's Danny Heatley eating too many breakfast sandwiches. Jerome's in great shape, so you can't pin it on. Wow, he's just getting his legs going. He's always one of the best conditioned guys. So that's not the reason or an excuse for him. You almost wish it was. And let me tell you, I mean, he's garnered and he's earned the respect and all that. But as with any player, when your production starts to drop off, your importance level falls and it goes quickly and the loyalty disappears.
Well, look at you.
But it's true. I'm not Jerome McGinley. But you're playing 1 year. You are one of the most important pieces in the room. You're asked about trades. You're talked to about... What about this guy? How's the room? You know, the next year, you don't get even a handshake out the door. And I mean, Jerome McGinley will get a handshake out the door, but it does happen that quickly. It turns over, and boy, I don't know that you can just continue down the path because Jerome's scored 500 goals for the Calgary Flames.
He's been everything to this team. And I know why it's sentimental, and I know why it's hard. And I don't begrudge fans for sitting there with their flame-colored glasses on and saying, no way. I can't see him in another jersey. You can't trade him. There's a lot of people, we've talked to them. I know it's probably silly, but no, you can't trade him. I can't do it.
Yeah, but what's worse? What's worse, watching the slow decline?